This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Salvation Army of Barron County is celebrating a strong fundraising effort through their Red Kettle campaign. According to organization officials, this season's campaign raised nearly $100,000, exceeding last year's total by about $8,000. They say volunteers for the campaign spent a total of 645 hours ringing their bells out in the community. The money raised will be used for the operating costs of the Family House shelter in the county, which offers essential services for the unhoused population. The city of Duluth is taking action to slow the spread of an invasive species. City crews began removing about 100 dead ash trees near Amity Creek this week. The trees were killed by the invasive emerald ash borer, which as of last summer had officially infected every county in the state of Wisconsin. Department of Natural Resources officials say they expect the invasive beetles to eventually kill up to 99% of the ash trees across Wisconsin, leading many municipalities to begin removing those trees before they become infected. This year's Wisconsin Supreme Court race could be the most expensive in the state's history. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel will face off in the spring election with party control of the state Supreme Court on the line. Judge Crawford has raised nearly $3 million, while Judge Schimmel has raised about $2.2 million. Issues like voting maps, abortion access, Act 10, and the governor's veto power could be affected by the outcome of the race. The Bayfield County Sheriff's Office has announced the arrest of a suspect related to a December 30th shooting incident. According to law enforcement authorities, the shooting occurred in the town of Keystone near Highway 2 nearly 2 weeks ago. A 16-year-old suspect was taken into custody this week. Sheriff's Office officials say they will not be releasing further information about the incident at this time due to the age of the suspect and the absence of any further threat to the public. The incident will remain under active investigation. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents that it's not too late to get vaccinated amid an uptick in respiratory viruses. According to DHS data, only about 30% of Wisconsin residents have gotten a flu shot this year, and about 15% have gotten an updated COVID vaccine. Officials are also recommending more residents get vaccinated against RSV, especially pregnant women, older adults, and infants. The state has seen a jump in respiratory viruses this year, especially cases of whooping cough and norovirus. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. A number of Barron County towns will receive portions of nearly $5 million in state funding to improve rural roadways. Recipients of the second round of Wisconsin's Agriculture Road Improvement Program awards were recently announced. The town of Clinton will receive about $2.2 million, the town of Barron will receive just under $2 million, and the town of Sioux Creek will receive just under $1 million. The program is meant to improve transportation efficiency in rural areas to cut supply costs for farmers and consumers. The city of Superior is considering expanding an initiative to add second-story housing options for buildings with ground-floor storefronts. Cities across Wisconsin are struggling with the increased price of homes and the overall lack of housing stock. Planning officials say the city of Superior needs at least 1,000 more housing units to meet the current need. One solution would be working with the owners of retail properties to create more housing in existing buildings with things like tax incentives or low-interest loan programs. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say a new strain may be the cause behind the unusually high number of norovirus cases this winter. According to DHS officials, outbreaks are normal during this time of year as people tend to gather inside, contributing to the spread of the highly contagious virus. This winter, however, there have been over 100 outbreaks across the state, including at UW-Eau Claire. Experts believe that increase is due to a new strain of the virus that most residents haven't built an immunity to yet. A report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that local municipalities are paying more for recycling services while state aid remains flat. According to the report, the operational costs of recycling services grew by about 0.5% each year from 2013 to 2021, but the available state funding for recycling grants has remained at about $20 million since 2011, following a reduction from about $32 million prior. As a result, local government budgets are facing greater strain to fill the gaps with local revenue sources like property taxes. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime. It's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking to hit the theaters this weekend, here are some options for your viewing pleasure. The biggest or widest release this weekend will be Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, starring Gerard Butler, who returns as Big Nick. In Den of Thieves 1, Butler's character was part of an elite LA County task force chasing a heist crew. In Chapter 2, he somehow finds himself in Europe on the hunt for Donnie Wilson, played by O'Shea Jackson Jr., who also returns from the first film. Seems a little out of a local cop's jurisdiction, but when your name is Big Nick, plausibility story loopholes are acceptable. There are no reviews yet, so proceed with caution. Depending where you live, you can check out the movie Better Man, a sort of a biopic about British pop star Robbie Williams, whose character is portrayed by a monkey. I don't understand it either, but the film is getting rave reviews from critics and audiences. Another film opening wide this weekend is the Indian film Game Changer, an action flick starring international box office draw Ram Charan. Let's go to the movies. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but 2 notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague Lisa Kudrow made news the other day when she appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow developing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 25. More light snow tonight. Overall, we're looking at a dusting at best. Not going to be a lot of snow. 17 our low tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy 24 with more light snow on the way by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.